What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Slay.
Porter Jr., Slay.
Ramsey
and Deshaun Elliott.
Yep. And so that would be the closest thing we've seen to a whole Steelers defense. I mean, I kill Tomlin, and rightfully so, because it's been so long since they've won anything. But they really do have, I think on paper, the best defense in at least the AFC. I don't think I'll extend it out to the entire league because I probably still take the Eagles' defense over theirs, given what they did to Kansas City in the Super Bowl. And who calls the plays there.
That's a huge part of
it. And, you know, younger guys. They have more young guys that are, I think, trending up that were really good and still have potential to get much better. And the Steelers have a couple of those guys. Like, I think Peyton Wilson falls into that category. We'll see what Harmon is as a rookie.
How about Vikings defense in terms of respect for Flores?
I like him a lot, but I still think
they didn't really address their defense.
I still think
early.
The Steelers have better players.
They do.
They should. They spend $30 million more on defenders than anybody in the league.
The Chargers had a good defense for most of last
year.
They had the number one scoring defense.
Yeah.
And, you know that Tomlin's a Jesse Minter fan. He talked him up before that game last year. Really, the thing here is they should have the best defense. I think the Eagles have the best, but the Steelers should. The investment is off the charts.
Yep.
Year after, but like, I feel like with a defense, you should only be one of two things. You should either be really good or you should be really cheap. I'm not positive that they're going to be great, and I know they're expensive. If you're going to be really good or if you're going to be really expensive, you better be awesome. If you're going to be average, you better be awfully cheap. They run the risk, at least the way last year ended, if you know where I'm kind of going here, at being expensive and not being very good, being very mid-pack. And then they just keep plowing resources into
it. They weren't even mid-pack by the end of the year. They were lower average tier. But they were for the first half of the season. I mean, the biggest reason why they got off to the start they did was because of what the defense
did. No, I know.
They won games without scoring offensive touchdowns.
And they did silence the Chargers, although that was mostly without Herbert.
Shut down Lamar Jackson in the first game here.
Correct.
Until the final drive, and then they got the two-point conversion stop to their credit.
Correct. They're not going to be cheap. We know that. We can see the numbers. They need to be, like, elite. You either better be phenomenal if you're being, if a lot of money is being outlaid, or if you're cheap, you can afford to be like middle of the road, because my presumption then is that your offense is really good. The Chiefs are like my favorite example of this. They pay pretty much one guy on that defense, Chris Jones. And they surround him with like useful, Veach, their GM, does an awesome job, I think, of drafting defensive players. Who's the kid from Missouri they drafted, the linebacker? Off the ball guy.
Oh, crap.
Is it Benito? No, that's Denver.
No, he's really good, though.
He's really good. You know who I'm talking about, though, right? He was like a second or something round pick.
I've got their secondary stuck in my head right now.
They've got a linebacker in Kansas City that I feel like they just drafted. My point, I'm just saying this to bring up the
Nick
point.
Nick Bolton?
Nick Bolton is the guy. I thought he was pretty good. He's not Benito level, but he's like a pretty solid player. These teams decide, okay, we're going to make one player. In the Steelers' case, it would be TJ Watt, for example. This is our centerpiece. We are building around this guy. The rest of it, we're going to try to be cheap and good and keep turning and churning that lineup because we have decided offense is our calling card. The Steelers have gone so far the full opposite direction and do not get nearly the ROI that these other teams do.
Because the ROI they should be getting is the best defensive production in the league.
Yes.
And they for a while, they led the league in sacks every year. They took a massive step back there last year. And then we saw what they did stopping the run against the Ravens in the last two games of the year.
And part of the other thing is Mike's supposed to be a defensive guru. Like,
right, of course.
You should talk. We talk about Fangio in Philadelphia and how, and Flores and how good both of those guys are. And Minter's obviously really good for the Chargers. Mike should be maybe not on Fangio's level because he's like a true tactician and a genius almost. But you pay Mike to run your team and de facto run your defense. You pay him a lot of money because you think he's great at
it. He should do more with less, not less with more.
Yes. Well, good way of putting it.
They overhauled the secondary, and then to help against the run, they drafted a guy in the first round who's going to play a lot. How would you rank their defensive starters?
1 through 11.
So Watt and Hayward are obviously in some order 1, 2, and then Ramsey would be the third best guy, right?
I don't see a way where I could rank and their top three or anybody outside those three as 1, 2, and 3. So I would go Watt, even though I think Hayward had a better year last year.
Watt, Hayward, Ramsey. Highsmith, 4. Donnie, feel free to comment here.
I think I would go Highsmith and Elliott to round out the top 5.
I'm gonna make a prediction, all right?
I feel like you're gonna say the same exact thing I'm about to
say. I think Peyton Wilson's cracking the top 5.
I was gonna say that too.
I think Peyton Wilson's gonna be top 5. So I'll say Highsmith.
I think
4.
Wilson's better is going to be better than Queen this year.
So do I, if he's healthy. So Peyton Wilson would be 5. This is my projection for this year. So I am projecting.
I'll put Elliott next.
He's blood and guts, and I just like watching him play because I think he's kind of old school. So I'm fine with that.
Okay. Who would you put 7?
You know what? This is going to sound.
I'm going to put Harmon 7.
I was between him and Slay, because I think Slay can still actually play, but it feels like a fool's errand here to sit there with a 34-year-old corner and say, I think the guy's going to have another really good season. It's like you're playing a game of chicken there. I'm going to say Slay, and then I'll put Harmon 8, but I think Harmon's going to be pretty good.
Did we say Porter yet?
No.
No, I'm going to put him 9.
Why? Where would you put Porter, Don? Who would you have him leapfrog? I know you like Harmon. You think he's better than Slay?
Probably flip him with
God, this
Slay.
Is bulletin board material if anyone from the Steelers decides to send this to Patrick Queen. I've got him 10th and Benton 11th. But I think Benton...
I mean, that's a pretty good defense if
it is.
We're saying Keanu Benton is the worst player.
Right, but I think like you're paying Patrick Queen like you expect him to be one of your best players, and I really don't feel like I'm out of pocket here putting him 10th.
I would put Queen ahead of Porter. I'd go Queen 9, Porter Jr. 10, and I would go Benton 11.
Are we just leaving Thornhill out of this?
Well,
yeah, we're going with
guy.
Like Ramsey. We're kind of going with they have one definitive safety, and then they're kind of moving Ramsey all over the map.
I mean, you wouldn't put Thornhill ahead of any of those guys, would you?
No.
Yeah.
Like, to me, you're more of a three-corner look with one safety in modern NFL-based defense because so many teams are passing it. God, I think Ramsey, I might be talking myself into Ramsey just having a huge year.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
I'm not there yet.
Well, I'm trying to think of something you've talked yourself into that I'm not there yet on, but for whatever reason with him, I have this this odd sense that there's going to be a honeymoon year here where he actually is really, really good, like better than advertised, and people feel great about that deal. I don't know why. I might be getting like a case of like late forming Latrobe flu.
Do you think he's going to have like a Kyle Hamilton effect on the Steelers defense?
I think
he's, Troy?
I think he's going, I'll answer that question this way. I think he's going to have an effect on the defense where both his play and just his presence makes them greater than the sum of the parts.
All right, the Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. More PM Team Black and Gold game day rolls on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, where we find Ray Fittipaldo, big-time Steelers insider from the Post-Gazette. His visit's brought to you by LGKG, the born and raised Western PA injury attorneys who take your personal injury cases personally. All right, Ray, we are less than 2 hours away from kickoff in Charlotte. What's the number one thing you're watching tonight?
Probably how much the starters on defense play. I was a little bit surprised that Mike said he was going to play guys like Jalen Ramsey and Darius Slay and some of those others. So, I think, it used to be when Ben was the quarterback, or really any starting quarterback, you would – Tomlin would be happy if they let a field goal drive or a touchdown drive, then they would get him out of there. I think the same for the defense. If they go out and play well, maybe a 3-and-out or a 6-and-out, I think those guys will be done. And, Mike will see enough to, ship those guys to the regular season, so to speak.
Ray, who on that defense is playing for a roster spot, if anybody?
Well, there's a couple guys. Corey Trice isn't going to play tonight. He's a candidate for IR, but he's also a candidate for the cut line because, do you put a guy on IR 3 consecutive years? And that's what he would be headed for. In terms of guys who are playing tonight, Beanie Bishop, I think, although Beanie might benefit from Trice's injury if he does go to IR. But I think you guys heard Terrell Austin say the other day that, Brandon Echols is pretty much their top backup at outside corner. And he's the top backup in the slot as well. So I don't really know how Beanie Bishop fits in. And then if you want to talk about linebackers/defensive ends.
Leal's done, right? He's a dead duck at this point.
That's what I'm getting at. Like, he's been back and forth from the D-line to outside linebacker. He's like the number 5 outside linebacker. But, up at Latrobe, he was barely noticeable. So unless they keep him... Keep 5 outside linebackers just because he's a 3rd-round pick, I think he's gone. Sawyer's going to play special teams. He's on the team. And I cannot remember the last time they kept 5 outside linebackers. It's been a while.
Ray, when you look at a guy like Leal, who they draft in the 84th overall pick in 2022, and you look at how it has gone for him so far as a professional football player, like, how much of the, I guess, blame, for lack of a better word, do you put on him versus on the team for not being able to figure out definitively what they wanted to do with him?
Yeah, I remember a time where, Steelers were great at drafting those tweeners. Those guys in college who would play defensive end, but you could project them as athletes, and they would come here and be great 3-4 outside linebackers. The Joey Porters and the Jason Gildens. And, with Leal, he's been heavy. Then he shedded weight. I don't want to say he's heavy again, but he definitely put on weight since last season. So, I don't know whose fault it is, but they've never really been able to find a home for him, and he's never really been able to carve out a niche for himself. So it's a shame. 3rd-round picks should be starters or major contributors, and he's definitely not going to be that. Like I said, it's kind of rare, too, when a 3rd-round pick doesn't get to the end of his rookie contract, but it's not looking good for DeMarvin.
Ray, how do you think they feel about Sawyer's play in the preseason? He made that nice play on Trevor Lawrence in the first game. He's played an absolute ton, but I never see him touch the quarterback other than that one play.
Yeah, he seems to get stuck on blocks as a pass rusher. I think, the book on him coming out, and I think it's true, I think he's going to be really good against the run. So if they ever need him in that type of a situation, I think, he could hold his own. As a pass rusher, he flashed a little bit at Latrobe, but, you watch him in these preseason games, other than that play against Lawrence, he just seems to get stuck on blocks, can't get off blocks. And when he does, there was that one play last week where he put a good rush on, but he just couldn't finish the play. So, you know, a little bit underwhelming as a pass rusher, but then again, guys, coming out of Ohio State, he really, really wasn't known for that. I guess that's why he fell to the fourth round.
I mean, they are looking at him, though, as very much a longer range, i.e. next year is the year they expect to see more out of him, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's you look and, you know, TJ obviously came in. He was going to be a full-time starter. Alex Highsmith, too. Then, like with Herbig, he's like a great situational pass rusher. He does okay against the run, but that guy is a great pass rusher. Now with Sawyer, you know, it's kind of the opposite. So I don't know if either of those guys are ever going to be full-time starters. I mean, they might be. They're going to have an interesting decision to make with Herbig after the season. Do you sign him to an extension, or do you just let him go in free agency? Because Highsmith is signed through 27. Watt is obviously signed through 27 as well. So, depending on how Highsmith plays this year, if he can stay healthy, that's going to be a tough decision for the Steelers. But there's no doubt in my mind, Herbig can go start in a lot of places in this league, and I don't know that he's ever going to get the opportunity with the Steelers.
Ray, let's flip to offense. Will Howard's not going to play. Aaron Rodgers aren't going to play. That means there should be snaps for Mason Rudolph and a lot for Skylar Thompson if Mike Tomlin is inclined. You've implied a little bit that you think Skylar Thompson could end up on this team as the third quarterback over Will Howard. Explain that one.
Well, just Mike Tomlin has a history of putting rookies on IR when they don't play in the preseason. Did it with Calvin Austin, did it with Roman Wilson, did it with Logan Lee last year. It's just something that he does. And, you know, I think he wants to have that evaluation of these guys in games, and he's not going to get a chance to do that with Will Howard. The only difference with Will Howard is he's a quarterback. And I know I brought this up in the story I wrote, you know, number three quarterbacks don't always or don't usually play, but it happened a couple of years ago with Duck Hodges. So, number three quarterback, you figure he comes back, he's healthy week one. You could probably get away with it, but I'm just thinking the way Mike Tomlin has operated in the past, I think Will Howard is going to go to IR for at least the first month of the season.
Ray, is there anything that anyone on that offensive line can show that's going to at all change opinions that have already been formed about how they've come together this preseason and training camp versus what they ended last year with, which is obviously a couple new guys at new positions, et cetera?
Yeah. No, I think Arthur's done a really good job of putting those guys in good situations, and as a result, the pass pro has been really good for the first team guys through the first two games. They really haven't tried to run the ball, and the reason for that is it's hard when you have Pat Freiermuth and Jonnu Smith, who are big parts of that run game. When they're not in there, you know, it's a little bit hard to simulate that with guys like Connor Hayward, who is more of an H-back. So I get why Arthur hasn't done that, but listen, the run game hasn't been impressive in practices or in games. They're going to play this tight defensive style. You better be able to run the football in the second half if you have a lead. And right now, as we sit here on, August 21st, I don't know that we know they can do that.
Well, how much does all of this reflect on the line versus Caleb Johnson? Like, is that making it tougher for you to formulate an opinion on how Johnson has progressed so far since being drafted?
Yeah. I mean, he was much better against the Bucs. I mean, he looked much more comfortable. And I think I've told you guys, he's going to be fine as a runner. Like, the issue with him is just picking your spots with him, and don't put him out there in situations where he has to protect the quarterback. And, when he's not comfortable doing that type of stuff, he's not going to be effective. And listen, you got Jaylen Warren, who's great at that. You got Kenneth Gainwell, who's great at that. You don't have to put him in those situations. So, he's going to be a guy who comes in and spells Warren, gets a couple touches a game. But early in the season, guys, I don't really see him getting more than 8 or 10 snaps a game.
Ray, what's the scuttlebutt at wide receiver? Gabe Davis came, as Richie Walsh told us, he left. And now you've got still questions about that. We'll probably see more Roman Wilson tonight. I don't know what Calvin Austin's status is. Tomlin didn't mention him as an injury, so if he's healthy, I would assume he plays. Where do you think that is as we head into the game tonight?
I would be shocked if Austin plays tonight. He hasn't taken any reps in any team periods for 3 weeks. They're not going to put him out there. Roman Wilson, I don't know if he changes their mind about acquiring another number two, but he's been really good. To me, it's DK, it's Roman, it's Calvin Austin, and then it's probably going to be Skowronek and Scotty Miller as your five. Now, if you maybe only go with eight offensive linemen, and they've kept nine the last couple of years, but if they only go with eight offensive linemen, maybe you keep a Brandon Johnson or a Robert Woods, but I think Robert Woods, he just hasn't performed as well as these other guys. I know he's a name, and I know he's a veteran, but I just don't see him on this football team if you're actually grading him on what he did in the practices and in the games.
All right, Ray. Well, enjoy the game tonight. I know you'll be watching very closely. Do you grade preseason games, or do you reserve that for week one?
For week one, I do sort of like a stock up, stock down sort of thing. So that's my preseason version of the grades.
Would you say that the best kind of preseason game is the one that proceeds in an orderly 3-hour manner?
Yeah, one where all the good stuff happens before halftime and I can just sort of put it on autopilot in the second half.
All right, Ray. We'll talk next week. See ya.
See you guys.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It is time for Donnie Football's Mega Matchups. Donnie takes a look at tonight's Steelers-Panthers game through his unique lens as a football guy and tells you, even in a game involving several backups, these are the things you need to be watching in Donnie Football's Mega Matchups.
So this is kind of tough because we really don't know until we reach kickoff who the hell is going to play on either side.
That does make a matchup. You're right. That does make a mega matchup segment a bit tougher to perform on your end.
Because even if the veterans dress, by the time we reach 7 o'clock, they could pull the plug on it. We already know the Panthers are leaving a lot of guys out. And one of the guys that I'm using for this, I'm trying to do the old Twitter search the old-fashioned way. I have no idea if he is actually going to play because he's one of their rookies. But I do think there should be some interest in watching Tet McMillan go up against some of the players in the Steelers secondary, assuming those starters do play.
I do want to, this goes back to the thing we've talked about wanting to see the starters on defense out there and get, you know, 6, 7, 8 plays, whatever it might be. If you get a couple three and outs against a bunch of backups, wonderful. I want to see the communication.
Dave Canales has confirmed Tet McMillan
out.
Ugh. For tonight's
Donnie,
game.
Donnie, you're not doing anything wrong here. This is just a tough one.
He's been dealing with a minor hamstring injury, I would say.
No such thing as a minor hamstring,
yeah,
in my
opinion.
Would
say it's a made-up injury to give a guy like that.
Oh, so you
like
say
that.
There is such a thing as a minor hamstring when it is a completely fabricated injury.
What about Jalen Coker?
I think Jalen Coker will play.
I had Kyle Bailey on yesterday. You were on his show, Pony, from... The
flagship.
The Panthers pregame show.
Did he have a thick Southern drawl?
Charlotte. I didn't really think so.
If you heard him, would you assume that he was from down south? Could you hear him and could you talk someone into believing he was from, like,
I also think over the phone, it sounds different.
Okay.
Than what it sounds like in person.
Coker has his own following down in Carolina. He's actually kind of a cult hero. You know what they call his legions of fans?
Cokeheads.
Yeah. It's true, though. He was saying nice things about Jalen Coker.
Yeah, he seemed to be high on him.
Anything about Larry
So maybe
Coker.
He is somebody that could test these guys out.
I don't think we'll see Xavier Leggett, who's known for, eating wild animals.
You want to talk about a guy you're not going to question is from the South. I still laugh when Leggett gets interviewed, which I think I've read that it's something of a put-on. I think our South Carolina correspondent, Fake John and Robinson, has said Leggett never sounded like that until he realized people thought it was funny. And then he started talking with.
So he's acting?
A little bit. Like, he's laying it on a little thick.
He likes eating raccoon, squirrels, and rabbits.
Gamey animals.
If any
Is
of
he
you
like Daniel Boone?
I think I've had rabbit.
I've had rabbit before,
I've had
too,
rabbit.
I think.
I don't
but
think
not
I've had
raccoon
squirrel.
Or squirrel.
I've not had the other two, but I think I've had rabbit. I've had cow hearts. You guys ever had that?
No, have you had frog legs?
I have tried that.
I think it was
what
cow
did you guys
hearts.
Think of it?
Frog legs? I think anything like that I've had that was, it was like deep fried and just tastes like chicken. I've had alligator. Alligator tastes like chicken. It's good.
How about turtle soup?
Believe I've had it. I always thought it was like giant pieces of the turtle's leg cut up and dropped into like green
is
soup.
Is that what it is?
No, I don't really know.
I've never
it
had
is.
It either.
I don't really know what it is.
We will see Donnie for your mega matchups. The man who is the 2025 version of Tommy Maddox. Did you know that?
What?
Yeah. Bryce Perkins.
Oh, Perkins.
Who was the MVP of the UFL. Will play at quarterback for the Panthers tonight.
Don't answer this, Pony. Bryce Perkins from?
Come on.
I think I have him mixed up with somebody else. I want to say Baylor, but that's Bryce Petty.
Hold on. Don't answer yet.
I won't.
Jack, do you know where Bryce Perkins went to college?
VT.
Wrong. Close, but no cigar.
UVA.
Yeah.
I'm better at that game than I thought, because I just pulled these off the top of my head. If you asked me where Jalen Coker went, I think I would screw that up.
Donnie, where did Patrick Jones go to college?
The Pitt guy?
That's right. He starts now for the Panthers, which means he'll be
which
getting
Which is a
the
horrendous
night off.
Defense, by the way. That's something the that worst Mr. Ever. Bailey was very, very down on. So maybe we should see the Steelers' offense flex on them for a drive or two early.
Do you think Kyle Bailey has a relative that used a spittoon?
Yes.
I just assume that hold on. I just assume that Kyle Bailey was somebody you knew from Syracuse, but now that I look at it, he went to Appalachian State, I believe.
Yeah, he's just a country boy.
I mean, Boone, North Carolina is about as like country as it gets. Western Mountains of North Carolina. By the way, if we ever could take field trips, the three of us fellas here, Jack could even come too if he wants when he's of age. I would love to go see a game in Boone at Appalachian State.
Can I just again say this for the record? Chris is world famous for saying things, for promises that you are never, ever going to keep. For example, man, I am dialed into college football. We get to like the middle of September. I have no time on my hands. There's birthday parties on Saturdays. Alex wants me to go out and cut the lawn. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. you end up like listening to parts of the Pitt game, watching the rest of it on TV, maybe settling in for like 5 minutes of whatever the primetime game is or the big noon game is. And that is the extent of your college football watching throughout the season.
I think that's a bit disrespectful.
It's not me disrespecting you
at
all.
It's also inaccurate. It's not. I watch a lot more than that. You manage somehow to watch like 17 college football games at once, and you're somehow paying attention to all of them.
Well, yeah, the key to all that is...
Bet.
No, it's to do those activities, but pay more attention to the game than...
Whatever you're actually supposed to be doing.
Correct.
Is Stella going to... Like, I'm waiting for the time when you take a video of Stella going, Daddy, quad box. Because I think it's coming in the... I think this season's her year, man.
I mean, she did say to me the other day, are you ready for some football? And that, like, warmed my heart.
See, that's the thing. Neither of my boys... gives one rip about sports on TV.
But that's because I've been teaching her to just do that. Like, are you ready for some football? And she'll
Does she sing it back to you or try to sing
it? I'm waiting for her to finish the song and just say, a Monday night party.
We got Frank and Al and Dan. They're going to get it kickstarted.
They got to bring Hank Williams back. Enough of this Snoop Dogg mumbo jumbo and Chris Stapleton, who I do like. But bring Hank back.
How old is Hank now? Hank's getting up
there.
How
old do you think Paul McCartney is? He's coming to Pittsburgh to put on a show. Billy Joel's still kicking. Elton John's still doing his thing.
Hank is 76. Yeah, Hank's 76.
76. I mean,
country music icon, 76, forced to cancel shows for health issue.
He can get.
That's not a good sign.
He can get.
No, it is not. I think there's been some hard living there, man.
Look, if you're a touring musician, yes, there's ample hard living. I think every night is hard living, isn't it? I mean, you're out late, you're drinking.
How do you know Hank even wants to come back with them with Monday Night Football?
Because it was his claim to fame, Chris.
I think there was a falling out there, though.
Really? Well, yeah. I mean, mend the fences. Let bygones be bygones.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.